One of the sticking points in the recent teachers' union negotiations with Seattle Public Schools was recess time. Over the years, recess times have been cut, but the teachers' union negotiated a citywide minimum. Now elementary students are guaranteed 30 minutes to play and 20 minutes for lunch. But that's far less than they used to get. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld discovered an archival school district schedule from 1960, and it showed recess times were quite a bit different back then, and Ann joins us now. Thanks for stopping by.
Happy to be here.
So how much time did Seattle kids get to eat and play 5.5 decades ago?
If you were in grades 1 through 3, you got an hour and 35 minutes throughout the day for lunch and recess. And older kids in grades 4 through 6 got an hour and 15 minutes. Kids also got short morning and afternoon recesses, but most of the time was for a midday break that was about an hour long.
Why so much time? Was there a stated reason?
Yeah, well, it used to be common for kids to go home for lunch. If you went to your neighborhood school and if your mom stayed home, you could walk or bike home midday if your mother would have you. And kids got about an hour-long break at lunch to make that transition, do that commute, and maybe have some time to play as well.
But this was changing even in 1960.
That's right. This document shows that about 3/4 of elementary school students were staying at school at lunchtime even in 1960. And the district chalked that up to more mothers in the workplace and also, quote, an attractive school lunch program that was enticing a lot of kids to stay at school. With so many kids now staying put for lunch, the district reported that overcrowded cafeterias and playgrounds were becoming a problem. It sounds like it was a bit of a mayhem situation. They proposed shortening the midday break by 20 minutes so that schools could use that time to stagger the schedules and have younger kids and older kids taking their breaks at different times.
So what were the reactions to the cutbacks and the mayhem of lunch and recess at these schools?
Yeah, well, it looks like the district surveyed teachers and principals at different schools, and there was some enthusiasm. Teachers thought it would be easier to supervise those shorter, staggered breaks, and they anticipated fewer injuries on the playground as well. But some teachers and principals were concerned that teachers wouldn't have enough time under the new schedules to rest and to plan their lessons. And even in 1960, some adults were worried that kids under the new schedules would not have enough time for play.
And how did we get to the very much cut back lunch and recess hours that we've had today?
Well, I've researched the issue a lot in recent years, but not as much in the previous decades. We do have some clues, though. For one thing, that long midday break for kids to go home would have been unnecessary by the 1970s when mandatory busing came along. Of course, that made it impossible for a lot of kids to get home at lunchtime. And also, the number of moms working outside the home in 1960 was low still compared to the decades to come. So another thing that happened along the way is the district also stopped dictating school schedules beyond when school began and when it ended, and they left it up to principals to decide how the day was structured at their schools. A lot of principals I've spoken to for the recess reporting I've done over the years told me that they've limited recess to cut down on the conflict that could often arise on the playground, especially principals at schools with a lot of low-income students told me that. So last year, there was even one school with no scheduled recess. The principal left it up to teachers to take kids out when they felt like it.
Well, now we've got the school district in Seattle reversing that trend. They've got minimum times for lunch and recess, but a lot of parents and teachers still say that's not enough. Why?
Well, the district has mandated 20 minutes of eating time at lunch for a while now, but a lot of schools give kids 20 minutes, including the time it takes to get to the cafeteria, stand in the line for hot lunch if they're buying it, find a seat, eat their lunch, and then clean up and go out for recess. And that can leave kids with just a few minutes to wolf down whatever they can on their plates. Kids say they're going hungry, and teachers say that kids are, you know, kind of spacing out and don't have enough blood sugar. And also, as far as recess, regular breaks to move help kids stay healthy, but also stay focused when it's time to learn.
Finally, how did you find this 55-year-old document?
My father is a retired archivist and happens to do some work in the UW Special Collections, and he stumbled upon it.
Handy to have that person in the family.
Sure is. We have it online as well if you want to take a look at it.
KUOW's education reporter, Ann Dornfeld.